Here at the 2012 Conservation Action Tour, I'm visiting with Travis Satterfield. And Travis, you just spoke to us here out on this farm. First of all, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your farm.
We're from Bolivar County near Benoit, Mississippi, which is about an hour and 15 minutes south of here. And we consider ourselves mainly a rice farm. We produce rice, soybeans, corn, and wheat. But our primary crop is rice.
So what motivated you to take part in this tour out here today?
Well, I've been involved with Delta Farm for quite a while, and I've been concerned, like most producers, about the availability of water and the quality of water and what's happening. You know, we want to be good stewards of the land, and we have a Delta Farm is a local organization that's in the Delta that is working with conservation measures. So that's mainly from a standpoint, I guess it's sort of selfish that we have sustainable water supply for my farm on in the future. I have two sons involved in my farming operation, and I want them to be able to farm and have the same benefits of water that I had.
Yeah. Now, I understand you're involved in a thing called the Mississippi Delta Sustainable Water Resources Task Force. That's a mouthful, by the way.
Yes,
tell me what this group is trying to do.
Well, it's a group that was put together by mainly by the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality. The focus of that group is to bring all the organizations involved in this together and focus on certain areas that we feel that are addressable and the best way to approach these problems. Some of them is additional water supplies. How can we bring additional water supplies in the Mississippi Delta? That's one. What do we need to do to encourage conservation? Just areas like that, and what the interaction between what the government can do and what private people can do, like myself, and to come up with some ideas and suggestions, do it on a regional basis.
Yeah. I'll just ask you one last question. What do you think would be like the most important thing that you've learned that's improving your conservation practices recently?
Yeah. Well, the base, as I mentioned, our primary focus has been on land forming, to develop our land where we have a constant grade and we have pads and pipes around the field that can control the water, the runoff. That's been our primary focus. There's a lot of little things that you can do, but that's been our primary focus is basically land forming.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Travis. We appreciate you talking with us out here today. And here at the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.